Kevin Bacon, you did try to do the thing I was talking to Diane about trying to go out incognito, to not be Kevin Bacon.
I had a disguise built by a special effects makeup artist.
What?
Yeah.
Was it like a fake nose?
I don't want to say.
Glasses?
I can't say.
Are you wearing it now?
I'm wearing it now. I'm not actually Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Michael Fassbender. Yeah.
He's so versatile. I wish.
Did you like people not recognizing you?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, people don't talk about the fact that being recognizable is 99.9% good. Because people are nice to you all day long for absolutely no reason. People will stop you on the street and say, Kevin, I love you. I mean, who doesn't want to be loved, right? Who doesn't want to have somebody say, I love you, Jessica, Diane, I love you. You know, I mean, that's a great feeling. And you can get out of tickets and, you know, they'll give you free sneakers. But anyway, it's mostly good, is my point. Once in a while, you try to think to yourself, like, what would it be like to just walk through the world anonymously. So I decided to, you know, experiment with that. And it worked. I mean, obviously I had it done by professionals and applied by professionals, and you definitely didn't know it was me. And I went to, there's a outdoor shopping mall in California called The Grove, which is sort of like the worst place it's the worst place you want to walk around in. If you're a celebrity, that's a guaranteed, you know, place that you're going to be taking some selfies. And, I walked straight through The Grove and nobody recognized me, and it was awful. I was like, this sucks, man. I'm going back to Kevin Bacon ASAP.